Time to catch up on how markets are performing now with Brad Gordon of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon to you, Brad.
Good afternoon, Giles.
Notice that Wall Street, the coronavirus jitters return to investor sentiment, sending them lower. How are we looking this morning?
Yes, it was a fairly turbulent session offshore, mainly on that coronavirus fear, the jump in cases out of China. The NZX 50 gross index has actually opened a little bit weaker too, down 27 points at 11,854. Amongst the majors, Auckland International Airport up 6 cents at $8.52. A2 Milk down 1 cent at $15.79. Contact Energy down 8 cents at $7.51. Chorus down 6 cents at $6.32. Fletcher Building down 3 cents at $5.35. They'll have a result next week, which the market will be taking note of. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare down 19 cents at $24.36. Meridian down 6 cents at $5.59. Oceania up 1 cent at $1.23 after the placement last week. Tower had its AGM today and showed strong premium growth and signaled a return to dividends this year. It's up 4% at 74 cents. Synlait Milk down 18 cents at $6.62. Somerset unchanged at $9.08.
How's it started in Australia?
A pretty much unchanged start for the S&P ASX 200, currently flat at 7,105. Amongst the majors, BHP down 3 cents at 38.51. Commonwealth Bank showing strong returns since its result in the week, up $1.03 at 89.76. CSL also up 49 cents at 331.48. QBE down 9 cents at 14.17. Rio up 3 cents at 98.04. Telstra up 2 cents at $3.78. Westpac unchanged at 25.41. And Wesfarmers down 12 cents at 45.49.
That takes us to the Kiwi dollar. How's it faring?
Yeah, sure. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 95.87 Australian cents, 64.36 US cents against the Japanese yen at 70.65. Against the Great Britain pound sterling at 0.4933, and against the euro at 0.5938. The New Zealand trade weighted index at 71.7.
Interest rates, oil and gold.
The 3-month bank bill rate at 1.24%, 10-year government bond rate at 1.42%, West Texas crude at $51.43 US dollars, and spot gold at $1,576 US dollars.
Thank you very much. Brad Gordon from Hobson Wealth Partners.